Mr. Stamos, hey, thanks so much for calling in. It's an honor to talk to you.
Jason, call me John, please.
John, thanks for calling
in. I feel old enough as it is, Mr. Stamos.
Well, John is
how
going...
You doing, buddy?
Hey, man, how are you? John's going to be hosting the Capitol 4th concert on Tuesday, July 4th. How familiar are you with this? Have you watched it on PBS, or is this your first time hosting it?
I have. Yeah, it's my first time hosting it, but I have watched it, and... the first time I ever really played with the Beach Boys was in 85 on the 4th of July at the Monument with a million people there and Jimmy Page playing guitar. So, I mean, you can't get more American. I've said it. Like, you get the Beach Boys, D.C., 4th of July. You'd have to be more patriotic, you'd have to shoot apple pies out of a T-shirt gun, I think. I mean, this is it.
Could we arrange that with the apple pies?
I don't want to. Yeah, let's do it. I've never seen one of those. But I think, you know, like all sort of kidding aside, like this is an important time to celebrate being an American and what it means to us. It's certainly different than even a year ago, right? I mean, I think it's a great place to start. I mean, you know, and I don't want to oversimplify it and be like, oh, Stamos, you're crazy. Just get together and sing a song. But it's kind of what it is. Like, well, you know, whether you're watching the show on, you know, at home with your family or if you're there live, I mean, getting together, singing, you know, dancing, celebrating our country, sort of really stopping to think what it means to us. You know, my grandfather came over from Greece through Ellis Island, and, you know, he wanted a better life for his family, and because of it, I'm here now, you know, talking to you.
Exactly. It is the perfect time to celebrate. You're right. And you mentioned the Beach Boys, but yeah, and also a really impressive lineup with Four Tops, Trace Atkins, the winner of The Voice,
right.
a bunch of people. But you mentioned you played with the Beach Boys back there years ago. Is there any chance you'll hop up there with them again and perform a little? Or is it just hosting?
No, I'm doing it. I'm playing as well with them. They're doing four songs. So, no, I'm hosting, and then I'm also... I know for sure one of the songs I'm doing with them is Do It Again, which I love. And Mark McGrath is on that track as well.
Awesome.
Which would be cool. I'll be playing with them.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was the first deal. They said, do you want to play? And I said, yeah. And they go, you want to host? I'm like, okay, yeah. I mean, because, you know, it is an important time to bring people together. Decency is at an all-time low, and discord is high. And we got to figure this out, you know.
Absolutely. Come on. That's not who we are at our core. I'm with you, man. Let's get out there and let's
change
the tone a little bit.
No, I mean, we're pushing each other away, and I don't like it. And, you know, if a day like this, you know, the 4th of July thing can bring people together just for an hour and a half, despite your political differences, and, you know, sing music and dance. And, you know, like you said, it's a great lineup, a completely diverse lineup like our country, you know. But let's get together. Let's knock it off.
Absolutely. I'm with you, man. Looking ahead to later this year, congrats on Fuller House. I know season 3 is going to be coming up. I hope. Have they announced a date for that yet, the release date?
I don't think they have, so I can't say. But I think it's soon enough.
Yeah. Well, either way.
The thing is, we're shooting 18 episodes this year, which is cool, more than normal. And... what was I going to say? And we're right in the middle of it. We're literally at the middle. I think we've done 9 or something.
Well, I've really been enjoying the first two seasons. It's a nice mix of, you know, the nostalgic and it's also but refreshing and it's its own thing. But has the show sort of allowed you and I'm sure, you know, Bob and Dave and Lori and everybody else, but has it allowed you to sort of appreciate how beloved Uncle Jesse was to everyone? I'm sure as soon as Full House ends, you know, you guys all want to go, you know, show your other sides and do all that. But have you kind of allowed? Has it allowed to sort of step back and say, "Wow, I mean, this really meant a lot to a lot of people"?
Yeah, that's a very good observation. Because me, more than any of them, I was the first guy to say, "I don't want anything to do with this show." And I'm like, you know, and when I realized that there was no getting away from it, I embraced it, and I'm glad I did because you didn't, you know, back then it was number one a lot of the time, but top 10, top 5, and nobody, we were never on cover of magazines, we never got nominated for awards, you know, we weren't hip, we weren't cool, and, you know, there wasn't social media, so we didn't know how important it was or how much it meant. You know, you couldn't just post a picture and see how many people liked it. You had to go to the mall to see if you were, you know, popular.
Right.
And it is, that's a very good observation, because it is nice to sit back and go, oh, this did mean something to someone. And look, the reason why it's back now and still appreciated is because what we're talking about, values, family values and heart. And those shows that were winning all the awards and that were on the cover of magazines 30 years ago, you don't hear from them now. Full House.
I'm telling you, man, there's something to that. I mean, yeah, the acclaim and everything's great, like you're saying, you know, the gritty dramas. But there's something where you guys went straight to the heart of all of us families. I mean, I was one of them. And, you know, you entered our living rooms. And so there's something to that special bond there that you know, you can't top.
Yeah, and no matter what the package is, you know, the wrapping or whatever, whether it's sophisticated and the writing's great, that, you know, the message is what was important, right? And like you said, you heard it loud and clear because you needed it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, yeah. I know we got to run real quick, but before we go, I got to know, was Have Mercy in the script, or was that something you came up with in your own genius?
Well, I don't know about genius. Gary Marshall, who was one of my mentors, he says, you got to come up with a catchphrase. Come, you know, Fonzie had, hey, and hey. Sit on it. Right, and so I got it from, we used to say it in the band, when we saw a hot girl, we'd say, Have Mercy. But it was sort of from Pretty Woman, the, you know, where Roy Orbison says, Mercy.
And yeah, yeah.
That's kind of where it came from. But it is a good catchphrase because, you know, people say it back to me, and it's a form of like, hey, you're looking good, you know. And it's better than, you know, sit on it or something. Probably I'd rather hear Have Mercy than sit on it.
Yeah, it's even better than Dynamite, I think. No, but you mentioned Gary Marshall. He right before he passed away, he gave you TV Land's the Timeless Icon Award. How big of an honor was that to hear that from a guy like Gary?
Unbelievable. I mean, I grew up watching, you know, those shows. That was as high as I wanted to go. I wanted to be on a show like Happy Days, and I guess I ended up that with the guy who created it. It's one of my dearest friends. It's been a really wonderful life, and I don't, especially now more than ever, I don't go a minute without, or day, you know, or hour without realizing how lucky I am and showing my gratitude. And, you know, we're gonna bring all that back on the 4th because, you know, like if my grandfather could, you know, he's not around, but if he could be turned on the TV and see his grandson standing, you know, at the Capitol hosting a show about being an American. I mean, my God, how incredible is that?
It's unbelievable. Well, we're lucky to have you. Yeah, exactly. Well, I hope you soak it in and really enjoy it when you're there. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Thank you. And will you be there? You come to the concert?
I will try to get down there. Yeah, right. We're here in D.C. We got to be able to come out. Yeah, let's go. I'll be there. Yeah.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thanks, man.
Nice talking to you. Thanks.